News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Song I haven't listened to in a long time by The Fifth Dimension, Tomorrow Belongs to the Children. And I can't think of a better place in town that has that as a motto because they are doing so much for our children and our young people. So I'm very excited to have in the studio this morning my friend Krista Brandt, who is executive director with the Valerie's House of Pensacola. So good morning, Krista. You're more than that, really. You're kind of the founder of this chapter, right, I would say?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I am. Tell us a little bit about Valerie's House. I know you're located right by the Krispy Kreme.
Yes, yes.
That's the landmark.
It is the landmark. Everybody knows where the Cervantes and 9th Krispy Kreme is. So.
Yep, okay. So tell us about Valerie's House. I feel very privileged because our leadership class 2 years ago, that was our quote-unquote project.
Yes.
And we were able to do the backyard and create like a really great play area for the kids. But you have a lot going on. So some people may have no idea what Valerie's House is.
Yeah, well, let's start there. So Valerie's House is a nonprofit here in town with the sole mission dedicated to supporting children and their loved ones after the loss of a loved one. And we do that through our core peer-to-peer support model. So it is not formal counseling. What it is bringing children together so that they can connect and build bonds with other children experiencing similar losses. They decrease their isolation, become aware of all the normal feelings of grief, and learn they're not alone and that nothing is wrong with them because of all the emotions that they are feeling due to grief.
Oh, gosh. It is such a powerful emotion. But, I mean, as adults, we have difficulty coping with grief, let alone a child whose person may be the one that they've lost.
Yes.
The mom or the dad.
Exactly. So a mom, a dad, a sibling, or a grandparent. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of kids in our region are being raised by their grandparents already.
True. Yeah, that's so true. So talk about how does this all work? So we have this beautiful home.
Yes.
And then someone, let's say you lose a relative, a child is clearly suffering from grief. What is the process? What happens? How do you go forward with that?
Yeah, so the way, you know, families can call us directly. Many times they're referred over to us from other nonprofits, school counselors, you know, churches, and just a variety, you know, other therapists. But what happens is once families come to Valerie's House, we give them a tour and let them learn about what happens at Valerie's House.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the first thing that they experience is the comfort and beauty of the house, right? Is a home built in 1904. And the reason these old homes work so great for our model is because they're separate rooms within each of them. So each of our families come twice a month to their assigned group night.
Mm-hmm.
Every night starts with a shared community dinner. And now that is usually spent with the kids running around outside. They pause for a bite of food,
mm-hmm.
And they keep then right on playing. But it's an opportunity for the caregivers to just break bread in community with each other, as well as our volunteers. And then everybody breaks into their age groups. And that is where we do a variety of different activities. And it sounds weird to say this, but we help kids understand and learn about grief
mm-hmm.
in a way that is fun.
Okay.
So all of our activities revolve around art, writing, journaling, movement, play. And by doing these things and putting that lens on it around what we are, you know, the topic of the evening, say it might be staying connected to your special person, even though they physically are not here anymore.
That's a powerful tool.
It is. Yes. And that, you know, kids are able then to talk about it, share what their act, you know, what they did with the activity
mm-hmm.
and begin to talk about it and see the shared connections that they have with others their age.
And I'm sure that helps them feel less alone because the worst part of grief is the loneliness,
yes.
the ache of that person that's missing in your life.
Yeah, and, you know, I know you and I both have that shared.
Yes.
Shared grief of, you know, the whole point of why I do this is because I take the tragedy of losing my own mom at the age of 11
mm-hmm.
and make it a gift to a grieving child today so they don't have to grieve alone like we did.
Yes, yes.
Right? And suffer in silence, not understanding, choosing coping mechanisms that oftentimes are negative and plague us for decades.
Oh, yeah. And that's part of the problem, because there's that emptiness that you start to fill up with outside things. And it really is an inside job. But when they're this young, they don't really have the tools yet. And a lot of us don't have the guidance or even the ability to help a child. We don't have the knowledge to know how to navigate their grief when we're trying to navigate our own, especially if it's a spouse. So the father or mother who's left behind. Or a sibling or a child. The whole family's dealing with the grief.
And that actually is a great point, because they are, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the caregivers of the children in our programs, they meet in their own group during the same time that the kids are meeting.
Oh, that's smart.
Right.
Yeah.
So we serve the whole family, and not only does that caregiver group have an opportunity to talk about their own grief, because very often they're trying to hold it together for the family,
right?
But they also learn about grief through the lens of a child.
Mm.
And how does grief manifest itself? Many think grief equals sadness or depression. And while it does, it's often the last thing you'll see from a child.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out in unpredictable behavior, potentially, you know, a loss in concentration in school, dropping grades, they can't sleep, they're anxious, they are in fear.
Acting out.
Anger. Mm-hmm. Lots of anger. And another big one is guilt.
Mm.
Right? Many children have guilt around, you know, we didn't spend enough time together, I shouldn't have done this.
Sometimes they think no matter what the situation is, they think it's their fault.
Yes, they
somehow do.
And that's where I was going. We have, you know, kids as young as 5 who come in and think, Mom died because I was mean to her.
Right.
And most adults aren't thinking that a child would even think that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not even aware or, you know, able to think about, do we need to have a conversation around this? Because they don't think about a 5-year-old having guilt.
Well, and we as adults, quite frankly, don't even really have the tools to do that for ourselves.
Right.
And then trying to figure out what a little child's thinking can be tough.
Yes.
Okay, well, we're talking this morning with Krista Brandt, who is with Valerie's House, and they're doing so much, so we're going to try to cover so many of the different things that they're doing, and they've got a big fundraiser coming up tomorrow, so we're going to get to that in just a minute. But if you have a question about this, she is our expert, and it's 850-437-1620. Text it in this morning, and if we do our best to get to your questions. But very, very proud of Valerie's House and all that you do, Krista,
Thank you.
Of volunteers and the professionals that work there. It really is extraordinary what you do. So we're going to talk about some more when we come back from the break. This is News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable, and Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, talking with Krista Brandt with Valerie's House. You've got a big event coming up tomorrow night, one of your fundraisers. Talk a bit about that.
It is in full-on crazy mode at Valerie's House.
Which I'm amazed you were even able to come in this morning, so I appreciate you doing that.
Well, my amazing team said, yes, you absolutely need to do it. I think it was their way of getting me out of the way.
Okay, I understand that.
But it's, you know, we've been transforming this beautiful old home into just a beautiful holiday space.
Mm-hmm.
And the event is called Cocktails for a Cause.
Mm-hmm. That'll appeal to a lot of people.
It should. And last year was the first year we did it, so this is our second one. And the reason we do it in November is because November is National Children's Grief Awareness Month.
Mm.
And so it's very important that we bring awareness to not only our mission, but the impact that unsupported childhood grief has on society at large. Because many do not realize that it is the root cause of so much of what we're dealing with as a community.
Makes sense.
So that's why we do it during that month, this month. And we, you know, it's kind of like step into the spirit of the giving season.
Mm-hmm.
The concept is a taste and toast competition.
Uh-oh.
So we have 10 teams of mixologists and chefs, some from different restaurants, others have private businesses, and they come together and they present a bite of food paired with a taste of a cocktail.
Nice.
Now, it was supposed to be like a 2-ounce pour of a cocktail. Last year, they were much bigger than that. Last year, we had 6 teams. This year, we have 10.
Great.
And we already have a, you know, just a lot of buildup and excitement from the community around the event, which we are so, so grateful for. It is really fun. And this year, you know, we have expanded our layout because last year, the turnout was so great that it was a bit overcrowded. So we have a whole extra tent. We have taken down part of our fence.
Is this at the house?
It is at the house.
Okay, cool.
We have blocked off a road. I mean, it is in transformation mode, but it is a very exciting evening. You'll get to see, meet, and hear from some of our family ambassadors who share about their experience and what it means to them and what happens at Valerie's house.
Yeah.
And, you know, also get an opportunity just to visit and get excited about the season with, you know, your friends and your family.
It's a good way to start it off.
It is.
The official Thanksgiving week is coming
up.
So let's go ahead and start it tomorrow.
Right.
Thursday to Thursday. It's only a week away. How do we get tickets?
So the best way to get tickets is just our event website, which is www.cocktailsforacausepensacola.org.
Okay.
Everything you need to know about the event is there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an option to get tickets. I mean, there's probably only, I mean, I was trying to look before I came in here, maybe 10, 15 left.
Okay, so you probably want to do that right now.
As right.
As soon as you get a chance at the stoplight or wherever you are.
Yep.
And the event's going to be tomorrow night, 6 to 10. There's a VIP reception, sponsor reception, I think, at 5.
Correct.
Valerie's house is located at 904 East Gadsden Street. You can't miss it. It's across from, I guess, right behind Krispy Kreme, so you can't miss it.
You cannot miss it. We share a driveway Krispy Kreme.
Okay, so this is the second annual Cocktails for a Cause. And so be sure and do that. And if you can't make it tomorrow night, what are some other ways people can help?
Yeah, so something that we do that we are kicking off tomorrow is it's called our Cardinal Caring Tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, for lack of a better term, a campaign, right, for helping support the cause and the mission. And we call it the Cardinal Caring Tree because I always say that my mom sends me cardinals. So this is in honor of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I stay connected with her. And what it does is that there's a lot of opportunities to give. So there is, you know, a welcome kit, sponsoring a welcome kit, sponsoring a group night dinner, sponsoring an activity.
Mm-hmm.
And each of those sponsorship levels, there's a corresponding cardinal ornament that matches that level.
Uh-huh.
And instead of, you know, a wish tree, you actually are decorating our tree.
Oh, okay.
So everybody has an opportunity to, you know, place their name on a tag, put it in memory of somebody or in honor of somebody, and you hang it on our tree.
Nice.
And so by the end of the year, it is, because we do it all throughout December, so many people who can't come to the event still walk through our doors and say, we want to see how beautiful the house looks, and we want to do our ornament again. And it just shows the families how much love and care that the community does provide, and that they know that people are thinking about them, not just the volunteers and staff at Valerie's house, but the community.
Yes. And the holidays really and truly are the most difficult time.
It is. It is one of the most difficult for our families.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, too. I was just talking with a friend last night that, you know, in November, that is when my mom's cancer came back so aggressively that there was no hope for her to survive.
Right.
And, you know, that was kind of, you know, not only does it kick off an amazing season that I love the holidays, but it's those memories, and my body carries that.
Absolutely. I believe that as well, and I've had similar experiences. It's powerful. And you think, well, gosh, what's wrong with me? But this isn't a thinking thing.
It's not
a very physical, spiritual, emotional experience.
It is. And what we try and do, and even, you know, myself, recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to just be aware that it's okay to not be okay and to not always be joyous, and that we at Valerie's House are here to support our families and our kids, make this time special, but also recognize that we're missing somebody very important in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a powerful program that you have and what you do, and you make a huge difference in the lives of children and the people that care for children. So talking with Krista Brandt with Valerie's House, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. And we're back with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, with Krista Brandt this morning with Valerie's House. Just a few minutes left. Valerie, you wanted to talk a little bit about an article that you read that was very interesting.
Yeah, actually, it's one that we wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I wanted to bring it up is because many people are excited about the upcoming release of Wicked 2.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I invite people, though, to, when they're going to it, to view it for a different lens.
Okay.
Right? The whole you know, story of Wicked 1 and 2 is around the Wicked Witch as a child, and then how she became the Wicked Witch.
Right.
That we are, that's what we all grew up with, right? She's the Wicked Witch.
But nobody had to ask why.
Right. When you actually, you know, watch the movie, Elphaba is such a symbol of children who are in trauma and children that we serve today, right? She goes through grief. She loses her mom. She's alienated by her father. She goes into a caregiver role for her younger sister. She is told that she is too much, and she is left to try and belong and manage everything that she's going through, and she's alienated. And so I invite everyone to look at that through, it's not the lens of Wicked.
Right.
It's the lens of Wounded.
That's powerful.
And so many of our children are this way. Mm-hmm. And we are, you know, they're in circumstances where they're viewed based on their behavior as opposed to what is really going on beneath the surface that is driving that behavior. And so many children in trauma, whether it's grief or other type of trauma, right? They don't need discipline or tutoring or whatever. They need resources, support, love, understanding, and a space for someone to say, tell me what is going on.
And that's what you do at Valerie's House.
Yes.
So how do we reach you?
Yes. So,
and if you do know someone maybe that could use some help.
Right. So we are on Facebook, Valerie's House Pensacola. We are valerieshouse.org/Pensacola. You can call us at 850-582-8255 or text us. There's a lot of great opportunities to get involved as individuals or as groups. We have tons of groups. Thank you to the, I want a quick shout out to the group that came yesterday from Navy Fed because they did a huge amount of decorating. So thank you so much. And we would love to invite everybody to come take a tour and see us during the holidays.
All right. Krista, I know you're busy. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us all about Valerie's House and also about the big fundraiser tomorrow night. Tickets are still available. And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We are getting into the holidays, so I like to end the show with a little something I think you'll appreciate. And what I tell our listeners is remember, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and remember to always love now. Thank you so much for being here, Krista.
Thank
you. This is Pep Talk.